It's 11:14 here at 92.1 FM. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And it's time for the garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Nursery. And good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul and everybody else out there. It's been quite a wet week again.
That's right. You're going to tell me something about Tiny Tim?
Yeah. Tiny Tim's still alive.
I don't think so.
But my brother-in-law was Tiny Tim's accountant.
Oh, really?
I never knew that. Found that out over the July 4th. We were sitting talking around and talking about the gardening show, and that Tiny Tim was our intro. And he goes, oh, I was his accountant.
That's pretty cool. Rock and roll.
All over, isn't there?
I had a similar thing. My son-in-law, his dad, handled the finances for the Rolling Stones.
Huh.
And I didn't know that till later, so. Yeah, pretty good. That'd be a good gig, wouldn't it?
I guess so.
Okay. All right, garden show time, and we got a lot to talk about this morning. Of course, we're going to open up our phone lines at 320-598-7301 for any lawn or garden show for Dwayne. That's 320-598-7301. We appreciate your calls. We already have a few questions on hand here. But, Dwayne, what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, first of all, we got plant of the week, and that is the daylily. And they're blooming right now. It's the, you know, it has the long, strappy leaves, then it shoots up a flower on top of that. And usually they're in yellow tones, but there's all different kinds. And we used to call them, the reason they're called day lilies, they used the old-fashioned ones, which were diploids. That means they only had two chromosomes, means that they only bloom for a day. And now we have tetraploids, which I don't know how they do it, but they crossbred them, and it should be called many day lilies because they bloom for a long time, and that a lot of them even rebloom. And so the day lily, and if you saw the picture on Facebook, They're pretty colorful, and they bloom a long time. So,
are they always the same color?
No. There's thousands of different colors. There's a series that became pretty popular about 10, 15 years ago. They're called Stella Dior Daylilies, and they're reblooming daylilies. And in that series, I think there's five different colors now. And this year they had a new color, which is kind of a white, light yellow. And so that's a new addition. Most of them you see out there are kind of a goldy yellow-orange, or there's yellow now, and there's doubles, and there's reds, and there's purples, and there's two tones.
So they only bloom one day a year, huh?
All the day lilies, the old-fashioned ones, you like my hat? Those are different types of day lilies, and they've bred them now so that they bloom a lot longer.
Okay.
You see the more modern, the more, you know, hybridized ones, because they do bloom a lot longer, and they're very, very hardy. So if you have a raised planter bed or something, and you want some kind of perennial to last in there, my first choice would be a daylily, because they'll even grow in that condition.
Awesome. Yeah, that's interesting. Didn't know that. So
daylily's good hardy plant if you're looking for something that nothing else will grow.
You got plenty of them at Heather, right?
I plant that a lot because it's a good landscaping plant when I do landscaping designs.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So adds color, and it's very hardy, and it's easy for people to take care of. And that's one of the, when I, you know, go and talk to people about landscaping, I want low maintenance. Well, daylily is one of those.
Okay. Good. Oh, good choice there, Dwayne. Daylily.
Yeah.
All right. How many different kind of lilies are there?
This isn't really even a lily. It's a daylily, which is a different breed altogether.
Oh, okay.
They're lily plant, or lily bulbs and that type of stuff, which you usually think of, you know, like Easter lilies and Oriental lilies and Stargazer lilies. So there's different families there, and there's a lot.
Okay.
A lot. We could spend many gardening shows talking about lilies.
All the different lilies. Okay. So, Duane, what's our horticultural concern for the day?
You know, I must have been on the same wavelength as one of our questions. One of our questions is about tomatoes.
Okay, tomatoes.
You got that there? You want to read that?
No, the question?
Yeah.
Okay, let me bring it up here. It was, what causes tomato plants to have lots of flowers but no tomatoes?
Okay, so my horticulture concern was taking care of your tomatoes, okay? So I got a number of things that you should, but to answer that point directly, we've had a lot of moisture, and that probably washed a lot of the nutrients away from your tomato plant. And the tomatoes are heavy feeders, so you got to fertilize your tomato plants, okay? And what causes them not to bloom is a lack of calcium, or even if they bloom, the blossoms fall off because they don't have enough nutrients to hold the blossoms on, so they abort the blossoms. So there's a product called Tomato Set that'll set the flowers on, so you'll get tomatoes. So if you're having that problem, I would definitely fertilize your plant, and I would fertilize them with Earth Elements fertilizer because that has a high calcium content in it, and then spray them with Tomato Set. But other things with your tomatoes, a lot of things happen is cracking of your tomatoes. Tomato cracks, that means probably getting too much water, or uneven watering is usually when tomatoes crack. Mm-hmm. So mulch your tomatoes, put straw around them or something like that.
Yep, that's what we do. My tomatoes are really looking really, really good this year. Early on.
That's good. Yeah. Fertilize them.
Yeah. So
rot is when they lack of calcium again, and the end of the tomato rots. That's a lack of nutrients again. So with all this rain we've had, don't remember to fertilize. I said that enough now.
Yeah.
If you have too much foliage or too tall, you can prune your tomato plants. There's little growths that come up between the leaves or the stem, and you can prune that off. Just pinch that off. Other things that are going on is if your leaves are turning yellow, that could be a fungus-type problem, a disease problem, so probably need to spray them with a fungicide, or we have a fungicide that's natural. It's called Biomentum.
Hey, Duane, talking about tomatoes, they're kind of different. They're plants. So some tomatoes are like a bush, growing on a bush-like, but some are on the vine, you know.
Yep.
Can you talk to that?
Indeterminate tomato and a determinate tomato, okay?
Okay.
Determinate tomatoes are determined to get big.
Okay.
They'll grow and grow until they set tomatoes, and then they'll still keep growing. Indeterminate tomato will stop growing when it starts setting fruit.
Hmm.
That's more of a bush tomato.
Okay.
Hey, so, and you know, if you don't know your different types of tomatoes, on the tag, it'll say determinate or indeterminate on the tag.
Most of plants around here are determinate, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Get some darn big tomatoes. I mean, they can get 8 feet tall.
Yep.
Or more.
I was talking to someone about tomatoes this past week, too, and they were wondering, instead of using cages for your tomato plants, what else could you do?
Well, some people build a support, and they have a string come down, or a twine come down, or jute come down, and then they attach that vine onto that string, and it'll grow right up the vine.
Hmm.
Or you can build, you know, a larger structure out of, like, hog panels. Some people do that. Or, you know, build a wooden-type structure.
Okay.
Because at this time, they're growing like crazy, especially with all the moisture.
Right. BLT's coming up.
I already had some.
Oh, you did? Okay. I haven't had a BLT yet this summer. I've had sweet corn, but no BLTs.
Our favorites. Also, I have that Sun Sugar tomato that is already producing tomatoes. And if you don't have that, you got to taste the Sun Sugar tomatoes.
Yep, for sure.
little cherry tomato.
All right, better get into a few questions here that have come in. Let's see. We'll go with this one. This person says, I'd like to lower the pH around my maple tree by adding peat moss. How much should I use and how should it be applied?
I've done this over the years. You need a blanky blank truckload.
Truckload of what?
Peat moss.
Peat moss. Okay.
Peat moss. It's really hard to change the pH of your soil. Okay? It's going to take years. pH is the hydrogen content of your soil, believe that. It's percent. pH stands for percent hydrogen. Okay? And that takes, in our area, we have a lot alkaline, an acidic soil. And that's a grassland soil. If you go up north or go up to Door County, that's an acid soil, and that's where you see the trees grow, okay? Changing the pH underneath your maple tree is going to be hard, but you could add aluminum sulfate will help. Peat moss will help. Earth elements will help. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take you many years to change the pH of your soil.
Okay. So how much peat moss, as much as he can use then, or what?
As he can buy.
Okay, and how should it be applied then?
You know, if it's under a big maple tree, a lot of those have, you know, a lot of root system, and it's hard to dig it in, but you got to mix it into that soil. You got to get that peat moss into the soil. And if that's your goal, I would also add earth elements and aluminum sulfate to try to help change that pH of the soil quicker.
Okay. Next question, what are some tips for managing your garden during wet weather? What are some tips for managing your garden during wet weather?
You know, that's a real good question, and we kind of went over that when we went over the tomatoes. But just to recap that real quickly is stay on top of it. You know, don't just come out there one day and go, oh my gosh. You know, watch it and take it steps at a time. You know, managing your garden, you got to keep the weeds out of there. Pull hole, or after you pull and hole, use some preen and keep weed seeds down. Got to manage, which means good air circulation through your garden.
Okay.
Might need to spray for disease problems. But the main thing and how to manage your garden is keep your plants healthy. Because the healthier your plants, the more they're going to resist the diseases and the bugs and everything else. And so my advice to them is keep your plants healthy and by feeding them, and if they have to be sprayed or something. So on all our products, we've got healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy you.
Okay, good. Well, we're running out of time here. Well, we got
already.
Yeah, we got a couple more questions. We'll just have to get to them
Yeah, I got a couple things we got to highlight, though, okay?
Go ahead. Get
farmers markets are starting. Go support them. They've worked hard. Minnesota State Fair is only 1 month away, and Hortonite is a week from today up at Research Station in Morris from 4 to 8, so don't miss that. Hortonite is fun.
Yeah, that's a big event in Morris, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, what's happening at Heather?
Well, you know, one more thing that if you're going to work on putting your lawn in and redo it or whatever, and you're going to plant the lawn, it's time to kill your lawn or kill the area that you're going to plant, and then by mid-August you got to put in your grass seed. So time to think about that. Things happening here is getting ready for fall. Believe it or not, we're making fall planters and organizing mums, and we're bagging earth elements because we're selling that and answering people's questions and helping. And I'm doing a lot of landscape designs, more than I think I ever have done. So
okay. Alright, real good, Dwayne. Thank you, and I apologize to our listeners. We didn't get a couple questions, but we'll get it in next week for sure. So
hey, we'll see you at the fair, Paul.
At the Yellow Medicine County Fair, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starting.
Yep, starts today. I'll be there this afternoon, so.
Exhibit your vegetables and fruit.
That's right. Alright, thanks, Dwayne.
See ya.
Yep, Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show here on Q92.
Listening to Q92. 92 KLQB, Matt.